So hello, namaste, annyeonghaseyo, welcome back to my podcast. So I'm an Indian brown girl reviewing K-dramas for you all. So welcome back. I hope you have seen my previous episodes. Like, I have reviewed one K-drama till now, and one is my introduction episode. So I hope you guys will watch it and will know something about me. So now in this episode, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite, though I guess I cannot say, one of the K-dramas in which a lead actor has not shined as much as the second lead. So this is one of that K-drama, and I am a super big fan of the second lead actor in this K-drama. So I think you guys must have guessed it, but let me tell you guys, it is none other than Startup. So oh my god, I just realized that I have reviewed two Nam Joo Hyuk series in a row. Like, I am reviewing one and I have reviewed previous, and I have only watched his two series. Oh my god, so maybe this is not turning into a Nam Joo Hyuk fan club. No, definitely not. It may turn into Kim Seon Ho fan club at some point, but not Nam Joo Hyuk. No offense to his fans. He's super cute, super handsome, and super adorable, but Kim Seon Ho is next level. So let's begin. So this is a Korean drama which is set in South Korea's fictional Silicon Valley called Sandbox. Startup tells the story of people in the world of startup companies, and it released in 2020. Like, it aired from October 17 to December 6, 2020. It is a recent K-drama, I would say, like not much old. So yeah, I watched it as my 4th or 5th K-drama maybe, and it stars Bae Suzy in the lead role as lead actress as Seo Dalmi, and Nam Joo Hyuk as the lead actor as Nam Do San, Kim Seon Ho as the second lead actor as Han Ji Pyong, my very own, very personal, most favorite character in any series. Yeah. So it has total number of 16 episodes, and the running time is between 72 to 85 minutes. It is a long series. You can binge watch it, but so yeah. The story begins with, like, Seo Dalmi is a bright, ambitious woman who dreams of becoming Korea's Steve Jobs. So Dalmi has no fancy background, but she's passionate about her work, and she has bright energy and is a person of great vitality, having experience in wide range of part-time jobs. And the lead actor Nam Do San, like lead character Nam Do San, played by Nam Joo Hyuk, is the founder of Samsung Tech. He's a math genius, and he was a math genius as a young boy, and yeah, but he was once the pride of his family but became the shame now, as his business has been going down for the past 2 years. His startup is not recognized. And yeah, so what happens is, in the starting episode, it is a past story about Seo Dalmi. Her parents are, she also has a sister, like a really big sister, and her name is Won In-J, previously C-O-N-J, but now it's Won In-J. So their parents were having a divorce because his father wanted to start a startup business, and her wife, like Seo Dalmi's mother, does not support it, so they were having a divorce. So Seo Dalmi decides to be with her father, and Won In-J, previously Seo In-J, decided to be with her mother. and like after some time, after like Vaninji went with her mother, so Shiodalmi was all alone, and there was a kid at her grandma's shop. Like her grandma was Choi Won-ryu, she was her grandmother. Yeah, what happened was, I'm sorry, I am taking some pauses because my throat is not doing well, but I guess I had free time today only, so I had to do this because otherwise I would not be able to do it after some time because my college is going on and everything else. So coming back to the story, so what happens is Han Ji Pyong is a orphan kid who just gets out of the orphan because he's 18 years old, and he is now all alone and he doesn't have money to rent a house and stay there. So once he went to Shiodalmi's grandmother's corn dog shop, and her grandmother tells Han Ji Pyong to stay there for a night, but he stays there for much long time. He started investing Shiodalmi's grandma took him to the bank, and Han Ji Pyong was a very intelligent kid. He started investing his grandma's all the money and made like 80 lakh won into 8 crore won. So yeah, and her grandma only asked him to write letters to Shiodalmi because she had no friend back then to make her comfortable and to make her feel special. She asked Han Ji Pyong to write, but Han Ji Pyong was not ready to reveal his own identity, like write his own identity. So they were seeing on a TV a kid who has won a math competition. So his name, just Nam Dosan, came up, and he wrote Nam Dosan's name and he started sending her letters as Nam Dosan. After some time, Han Ji Pyong went to college, and yeah, he went and his grandma, and then the story takes a leap and comes to the present day, where Shiodalmi is at Sandbox for an event, and Han Ji Pyong and Vaninji are the guest there. So yeah, Han Ji Pyong recognizes her and then goes and meets his grandma, and all of this happens, and with the competition for her sister, so she tells her that she has a boyfriend named Nam Dosan and she'll bring him to her party. So his grandma requests Han Ji Pyong to like bring some guy as Nam Dosan. Luckily, Han Ji Pyong finds the real Nam Dosan and brings him to the party, and then yeah, that begins a newfound love, and the story proceeds with Shiodalmi developing feelings for Nam Dosan, Han Ji Pyong also developing feelings for Nam Dosan, for Shiodalmi, and Nam Dosan also developing feelings for Shiodalmi. So a typical love triangle was going on, and yeah, like Han Ji Pyong was helping Nam Dosan really very much for his appearance and his clothes and everything to make him like him, to make Dalmi believe that he is Nam Dosan who used to write her letters. But after some time, when the things are not going right, and like Shiodalmi seen the writing of Han Ji Pyong, and she instantly recognizes it as Nam Dosan's, and they were making a project on not a single person, like identical twins will also never ever have the same handwriting. So that's how she came to know about everything. And Ji Pyong confessed his love, and the story proceeded, rejecting like Han Ji Pyong because he is second lead and Nam Joo Hyuk is the first lead. So things were proceeding. So Dalmi and Nam Dosan were in love with each other, but when then when the event came at the sandbox, like who will be hired, like which startup would be hired by them, so Shodani was the CEO of Samsung Tech, and then they prepared a project, and then one Korean person came from USA's New York Silicon Valley. His name was Alex from 2S2. So he wanted to hire Samsung Tech technicians in his company, and fire the CEO, and one other girl was there. Oh yeah, that happened. So he took the contract and they signed it. And after some time, Han Ji Pyong came and he saw, and he was amazed that how can someone bid for a startup like this for 300 crore won. So he was suspicious of it already. And after some time, they came to know that they fired Jo Dalmi and the other girl in the company and only took three technicians to Silicon Valley. They were heartbroken, but they couldn't back out from the contract because they have to pay the thrice the price if they back out. So they went to San Francisco, and after 3 years they came here back, not in the intention to stay in Korea, but when Jo Dalmi and Nam Dosan met, they were like anything, they were attracted to each other once again, they were waiting for each other, and their love story came to end. But this was the basic plot of the story. But the main thing that I loved the most was Han Ji Pyong's relationship with Seo Dalmi's grandma. They two were very close, and like Han Ji Pyong like respected her to another level, because he knew that what he was today was because of her money, and he is always ready to give it back to her. And it is one of the most emotional series I watched, and the basic story was not so interesting for me, but the backstory that it had and the parallel scenes of Kim Seon Ho shined like a star in this series. He was the highlight. I watched the whole series. If he was not there, I would have left it in between, because it was very predictable kind of thing. But his scenes with everybody was so amazing. His acting was, oh my god, I can't rate. He is one of the best Korean actors I have seen, and like one of the finest actors, like not by face, not by anything, not by, only by his acting. He is so sincere with his portrayal of any character that like he lived the character of Han Ji Pyong. He blew the life in that character. I cannot think of anybody else playing Han Ji Pyong better than Kim Seon Ho. It broke my heart seeing him suffer. Like, no, obviously he didn't get accepted because Jo Dalmi was in love with Nam Dosan, but the little scenes were very amazing. Like the way he took care of Jo Dalmi, the way he took care of his grandma, way he was always ready to pay back what his grandma has done for him. Everything about this show was about Kim Seo Hyun for me. Kim Seon-ho for me. He was just phenomenal. He overshadowed everybody in the series. For me, like, it is a arguable and debatable point. Arguably, he is one of the best and finest actors of Korea. I've not seen much of his work, but the bits and parts, I've seen his work, and in every series, in every genre, in every character, he lived it to the best, and he portrayed that character to the best. So for me, startup was Han Ji Pyeong, and Han Ji Pyeong was Kim Seon Ho. So I know this video is turning into a Kim Seon Ho. Sorry, Kim Seon Ho. I'm saying sorry. This video is turning into a Kim Seon Ho fan club video. But he is worth all the praise. He has done such a phenomenal job as Han Ji Pyeong. I cannot tell you even. If you want to watch this series, it is only because of Kim Seon Ho. It has a storyline which is nice and the plot is nice. But, and one thing I didn't like was his role was cutting down till the end. Like, in first two episodes, there were Kim Seon Ho everywhere. But as the episodes proceeded, they cut down his role, and I don't know why, but they did that. Not very much, but little thing. But he outshined everybody there. I am also right now watching Hometown Cha Cha Cha. Like, he is the lead actor in that series. And two episodes I've telecasted, and I absolutely love him. I'm not going to talk about it right now. Once the series fully comes out, then I'll talk about it definitely. But yeah, now was the startup. So startup to bahut pehle khatam ho gaya tha. It was only Han Ji Pyeong after that. So if you want to watch this, a good K-drama, and you do have second lead syndrome, so you have to watch this one. For me, it is a 7/10 drama, but Han Ji Pyeong is 1,000/10. So just for Han Ji Pyeong, you have to watch it. You can also see his bits and parts clips on YouTube, like, it's available. And like, his every line makes my heart flutter. I have butterflies in my stomach, and he's so good that he makes my heart smile. I'm gonna definitely do a Kim Seon Ho video, but that's it for now, and I hope like you guys enjoyed it. Also, I forgot to mention that the members of Samsung Tech and the people at SH Venture Capital, where Han Ji Pyeong worked as in he didn't work as in director, he was a team leader there. After like leap of 3 years, he became the director there, SH Venture Capital. So yeah, it's a very nice series if you want to watch it. For the series, I would give it a 7, okay, but you can watch it for Kim Seon Ho for sure. So till then, bye bye, and I'll come soon with a new episode reviewing a new K-drama. So till then, bye bye, see you, stay happy, stay healthy.